Here in Jeremiah 17, I didn't realize last week when I started, but it just happened that last week we started the series. You didn't even know it. Neither did I. And that series is Blessed is the Man. Now, last week we understood from Psalm 1 that those who choose to avoid the world and those who choose to delight in the Word of God, God promises blessings upon them. But God also has other things to say in the Scriptures about His blessings. And here in Jeremiah 17, we find part two of Blessed is the Man, and that is those who trust God and not man. So let's look at verse 5 of Jeremiah 17. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." So blessed is the man that trusts the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray now as we open our hearts to hear from your word, that you would teach us, you would grow us, you would speak to us, you would convict us, whatever the need might be. But most of all, you would be glorified. And Lord, we think of those that are not well and pray for you to lift them up. Especially think of Brother Norm, that you'll give him your grace and your encouragement. Think of Brother Matthew. Lord, I pray you'd help him as well. I think of Brother Lucian, that you would heal him and comfort his wife, Violica. And the many other families that are not well, Lord, bless them. Wrap your arms around them. We pray you'd meet with us and you guide us in your truth and use your word now. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, just like last week, we saw in Psalm 1, God contrasts those who he essentially will curse and those who he essentially will bless. Remember last week, it was who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This passage is very similar. You notice he starts off by saying the things we shouldn't do. He said, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, but then blessed is the man who trusts the Lord. And then you probably notice another passage about a tree planted by the waters, just like last week. And so what God is teaching us in this passage this morning is if we want God's blessings on our lives, he wants us to trust him, not to trust man. And by the way, when we talk about trusting man, that includes ourselves, does it not? We fit into that category too. So verse 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man." This is God speaking. That cursed, that's a pretty strong word, isn't it? Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. When we get up in the morning and we say, I don't have time to read the word, I don't have time to pray for God's guidance today, who are we trusting to get us through that day? It's not the Lord, is it? And the devil is good at this, at tricking us into thinking that we don't need to be trusting God all the time and through every situation, but we do. We need his help. God says in Psalm 118:8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. And then go to John 15, verse 5, Jesus talked about this as well. And we talked about this verse last week, John 15, 5. But God is very clearly stating that if we choose to trust man, if we choose to trust man's wisdom, to trust man's direction, and that includes us, if we choose to trust our heart and our direction, we are not going to be blessed. John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Look at this last phrase. For without me, ye can do nothing. But we try, don't we? We try to do it without him. But God is making it very clear in this passage, we cannot trust man. Man is untrustworthy. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 16:25. We cannot trust man's ways, and that includes us. Go back to our passage here, Jeremiah 17. God mentions the heart multiple times in this passage. But what he teaches us here is that when we are trusting man rather than God, our heart is not where it needs to be. Notice it says, whose heart departeth from the Lord. And then the very well-known verse 9. What does it say about our heart? It's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Then why do we trust it all the time? I can't tell you the thousands of times over the years of my ministry I've heard people say, oh, it just felt right. Well, so? How it feels doesn't mean anything. Is it God's will? Are you seeking God's direction through His Word, through the Holy Spirit? I'm good, thanks, brother. No. Your heart is not trustworthy. Your emotions are not trustworthy. And that's what he's saying, whose heart departeth from the Lord. What are we told in Proverbs 3? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. And that is exactly the ones God is saying in this passage. He will curse is those who trust man. Notice verse 6 of our passage, Jeremiah 17. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. In this passage, he compares a tree in the desert with a tree planted by a river. We know which tree is going to thrive, don't we? I've lived in the desert, and now I live by a river. And there's a huge difference. And God is saying that's what our Christian life is like. And it's going to be based on who we're trusting. If we're choosing to trust man, if we're choosing to trust our heart, our direction, man's wisdom, God says we're like a tree trying to survive in the desert. I don't know if you've ever been to a desert before, but there aren't many trees. Where we lived, there were no trees. Plenty of cactus, but no trees. And a tree trying to survive in the desert, that's what a Christian looks like who's trying to survive on his own wisdom or on the wisdom of man. So, how does he contrast it for us? Verse 7, Jeremiah 17, blessed is the man. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. By the way, of all the blessed is the man passages in the Bible, the most have to do with this truth, trusting God. Let me show them to you quickly. Psalm 34:8, let's go there. I'll show you four passages that equate God's blessings with trusting God. Psalm 34:8. I think James preached on this while I was away. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. There it is. Psalm 40:4. Let's look at another one. Psalm 40:4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. There it is again. Psalm 84:5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Look at verse 12 of Psalm 84. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. We want God's blessings, don't we? We all do. How often do we pray? Bless this person. Bless that family. Bless us. God says, you want blessings? Stop trusting man. Stop trusting man's way. Stop trusting your own heart. Stop trusting your own wisdom. And trust only in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, verse 7 of Jeremiah, and whose hope the Lord is. Nobody has a hope like Christians. That's what keeps us going, isn't it? The hope that Jesus is coming back. The hope that we are His children. The hope that one day we will see Him again and spend eternity with Him. That's a beautiful and blessed hope. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That is our hope, that what we see on this earth is just very short compared to what's ahead. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 15, verse 13, quickly if you would. Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. But you know, a lot of Christians, they don't really live their hope. Their hope is their next paycheck, their next new shiny car. And we're not to be living for here. We're to be living for there. That's why Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Our hope needs to be Christ. Our trust needs to be the Lord. Notice Romans 15, 13, the God of hope. So here God is actually referred to as the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15, 13, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Abound in hope. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. We want God's blessings. Who are we trusting? Do we start off a day saying, Lord, I need your direction. I need your power. I need your protection. I'm trusting you today. Or do we just run out into the day? We're trusting our own strength. We're trusting our own wisdom. Then when we get into trouble, we pray, Lord, help. Verse 8. He shall be like a tree planted by the water. Sound familiar? Just like Psalm 1. And that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Not affected by the heat. Not affected by drought. Not worried about it. Why? Because it's planted by the river. Now, that I want you to know that river is picturing this. The washing of the water by the word, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. And God's children need to be planted in this book. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God, he says in Psalm 92, verse 13. And we can be a man that's blessed. And be like that tree planted by the rivers that we read about in Psalm 1. Or we can be like a tree that's in the desert, looking for water wherever it can find it and can't find it. Who are we trusting? Because notice it says in verse 8, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. There's that fruitfulness again. Jesus said in John 15, 8, herein is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit. God wants fruitful Christians. But Christians who aren't getting water aren't going to bear fruit. Who are we trusting? Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So what God is teaching us is that our heart reveals who we're trusting. That if we're trusting in man, we are listening to our deceitful and wicked heart. That's how God describes our heart. Deceitful and wicked. Look at Jeremiah chapter 10. Just back a couple chapters, verse 23. I love how Jeremiah said it. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. He says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Do you see what that verse is saying? We absolutely do not know the way that we should go. That's what he's saying. It's not even in us to know the way. God knows the way. And our heart is going to try to lead us, because it's deceitful and wicked, to trust man, to trust man's ideas, to trust man's ways, to trust ourselves. Our heart says, you can trust me. God says, no, you can't. It's not even in man. We just read there in Jeremiah 10. It's not even in man to know the way he should go. And then God says in verse 10 of our passage, I, the Lord, search the heart. God is watching. He's looking for hearts that are trusting him. And the hearts that will trust him, what does he say? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. For I, the Lord, verse 10, I search the hearts, I try the reins. That's God. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the what? The heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Go to Psalm 139 quickly, if you would, verse 23. These words we actually sing in that hymn. Search me, O God. Cleanse me, O God. This is really what we need to be asking God every day. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Is my heart leading me astray? Is my heart leading me to trust man and man's ways and man's direction? To trust my emotions? To trust my feelings? Or am I not listening to it? And I'm trusting God. And my hope is in God. Because he says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. A lot of Christians are afraid to pray this prayer because they're afraid of what the answer might be. They're afraid the Holy Spirit might actually start pointing out sin that we have to deal with. So much better to not ask. But I can tell you this, you'll have a much more fruitful Christian life if you do ask. If you do honestly pray this prayer and say, Lord, here's my heart. Search it. Show me. Show me what I need to fix. Show me what needs changed. God's searching it anyway. He just wants us to be honest about what's there. So last week we saw, blessed is the man that avoids the world's ways and delights in the word of God. Today we see, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and not in man. Because the contrast is cursed, verse 5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. That's God's words. So when we trust our heart, when we trust our wisdom, when we trust other people's wisdom, when we trust the world's wisdom, God says we are intentionally cutting ourselves off from blessings. How foolish. Isn't the devil crafty? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. God wants us to trust him. God is trustworthy. Amen? And all-powerful. And he lives in us, and he's ready to give us direction. He's ready to give us power. He's ready to give us wisdom. But we got to trust him. And if we choose to, God says, blessed is that man that trusteth in the Lord. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that we would get a hold of this simple truth. Lord, that you are searching the hearts, as you said, and you know that our hearts in their natural state are wicked and deceitful. Lord, we would understand how important it is that we not trust ourselves and that we not trust man, but that we trust you and you alone. Every day, every hour of every day, we trust you for direction, for strength, for power, for encouragement, for whatever we might need, that we trust you. I pray, Lord, this would be real for us, that we wouldn't just agree with it, but we would live it. And I pray that you would help us to live it. Lord, if there's someone in our service not born again, I pray they'll realize Jesus said you must be born again if you ever want to see the kingdom of God. And they'll trust Christ. I pray those of us that are Christians would be honest about who we're trusting on a daily basis for our direction. We trusted you for salvation, but are we trusting you every day? And I pray if we need to make adjustments there, we will, with the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.